to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host on Keeping It Real on Purpose. Thank you for being here today, audience, and we are so excited about what we're going to be introducing. Now, I can truly tell you that this is a podcast for all around women where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and your business to help you live your life purposefully. But today's show, we're going to introduce Richard Mark, who is not the ordinary all-around woman, but might be an all-around man. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you, Edna. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
So I'm excited to share your I'm inspired, because I love the word inspired, but your coaching business is called Inspired by Life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so I come from a Mennonite community, and through my life, it's been, let's say, colorful. It's been a very colorful life. I've survived some pretty harsh trauma, and it made me stronger in time, I guess you'd want to say. And I see so many young people nowadays that are struggling, and I was done. I had a good business, farm business and stuff, and everything was going good, but I just woke up every morning and it was just the same thing over and over. And then some old trauma had come up, and I felt it was time for me to look inside of me, and I just wanted to help people.
Period. Right.
And I see so many kids nowadays are suffering, and it's just a fact that as parents, I'm a parent too, and when I have a child, they don't come with an owner's manual. So sometimes we parent by what we think is proper, when if we look inside ourselves, we find out that we're parenting unconsciously, and we're maybe parenting for what we want instead of maybe the way the child should be raised.
Right.
And as time goes on, in such a hectic world we live in, that can really affect the child if both mom and dads just aren't there all the time to give them what they need. Because I find with what's going on in our world today, our kids need mom and dad time, and
with
the prices and everything the way it is, they're not getting it, because mom and dad are having to work almost two jobs to just survive, right?
Right.
So, I've got a lot of life experience, a very broad spectrum, so that's what inspires me, was my life, thus the meaning Inspired by Life. And I just want everyone to know that there is people out there that care and are willing to talk to you, and not just have knowledge because they opened up a book, but because they actually lived the life and survived the trauma and have some good tools and clarity on what needs to be done to move forward properly to give you that journey that we all deserve and should have.
Absolutely. I think that's very important that you say that because, you know, even when we go to doctors, right, they can get the education, but they have to have experience, right? So if they've never done it, you think you would want them to work on you?
Well, you know, that's really funny you say that because part of my coaching too, like I do health and wellness, and I find it very interesting. I have a couple of friends that are doctors, and when you talk to them and ask them, through your doctorate course, how much nutrition and wellness did you take?
Right.
And depending where they live in the world, the answer is usually one day.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And you know, these are the people we're putting our
exactly
life, you know, but they're not taking nutrition. They're just taking how to dissect you, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everything is the same, you know, everybody gets treated the same. It's the same treatment, you know? So
that's
yeah.
Right.
It's very funny. Yeah. That's very funny. So tell me, do you specialize in children? Is that what you do exactly?
No, actually, so I do spiritual and meditation coaching. I do relationship, health and wellness. A lot of one-on-one is kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
And I'm getting into career coaching too from my past business and just the basic knowledge kind of. But I'm finding as I move forward, a lot of the clients that I have when we're done are saying, would you please, you know, coach my child?
Right.
And I'm going, oh, well, of course I would, you know, like, I don't think a child needs coaching though. I think they need someone that they can relate to that has lived what they're going through. Like I grew up in a home where kids were meant to be heard and not or seen, not heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
You know, and that's traumatic.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And it was always, I was in a broken home, so there was no parents there. It was, I was either at friend's place or grandparents' place, but not at parents' place.
Mm-hmm.
And parents don't understand how that affects a child. And a lot of times, when a child goes to the parent, parent will say, I'm too busy, go see your dad or go see your mom or suck it up. And
right.
That's not working today. Never worked before and it's not working today either.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So life coaching has its own little thing, you know. How do you shine bright and show that you're different in your what you do, because we're both life coaches. So what's the difference between you and I? What makes you so unique?
Well, I think that what is a real benefit for me is just my life experience.
Okay.
What I have survived, first off, I think that makes me a lot. But there's a lot of coaches out there today that they want to be a coach. They want to help people. And I think it's beautiful. And they want to be a coach. And I see a lot of the younger generation wanting to do this. And that's great. I think that's awesome. But I also think to be the best you can be in this work environment, you have to have some life experience too.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that if you're under 20, you don't have any life experience. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying nowadays, it's not just a book. You can't just open a book and go, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I think it's like the difference of taking your car to a mechanic that has never taken a mechanics course, but he's got a book. And so he can just go to the book where, as you can take it to another mechanic who's done it for 40, 50 years and doesn't need to open a book and listen to your car and say, I know what it is. This is what it is. You know, it's
yeah.
kind of the same balance
Absolutely.
As that.
Absolutely.
And also, I see so many coaches now saying, this is my niche. This is my niche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, I don't coach a niche. I coach a person.
Right.
Because everybody is individual to who they are. And just because maybe someone picks a niche, I'm going to use, say, health and wellness, for instance. Everyone's different. And so what works for person A is not going to work for person B, because they're two different individuals, and they each have their own story, which usually is probably pretty different.
Yep. And different responses as well, reactions and responses and everything, you know. It could be the same story, and every reaction is totally different, you know. it just depends on the person. They're an individual. I like what you said about, you know, treating every student. I call them students because we're learning together and co-creating together. So every student is an individual. I like that. So take us through a great experience that you had with a client that's very memorable to you.
Well, that's an easy one. So I had this lady that had been struggling with just self-love, self-esteem, self-worth, some health issues, some definite weight issues. And so I started working with her, and we worked together for about 8 months. Mm-hmm. And when we started working together, she was very quiet. It was hard. She wanted help, but she didn't know. She was afraid to share her story. And in order to get help, you have to share your story.
Right.
You have to want to work on yourself. And a lot of people want to work on themselves, but don't know how.
Right.
And with working with this lady, when she came to me, her weight was 362 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And she was struggling. And so I just acted out with, I have a ladder program I work on with people like that. And we just took it one step at a time, one day at a time. And long story short, today she's 197 pounds. She is just a beautiful woman, and she is so happy. Her life has changed. We talk quite a bit. She'll always message me, and I always getting thank yous from her, and that really sticks in my mind. It really makes everything you do so worthwhile. And the biggest thing she said was three little things out of everything we did, three little things you told me, and it changed my whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'll always remember that. I'll never forget how happy she is today and how it's changed her life.
That's wonderful. That's really good news. That's good work, good news. So tell us about something that's a common myth for our profession that you'd like to debunk right now.
Oh boy, that's a good one. Common myth. Well, you know, I honestly don't know which one to pick. There's so many out there. And it all starts, everything starts from when we're kids, you know, how society dictates that. I guess the biggest one is society dictates you're supposed to go to school, you're supposed to graduate, go to college, get yourself a good job, find a mate, have your children, work 9 to 5, take your week off or 2 weeks off in the summertime on a holiday somewhere, spend time with family, wake up tomorrow morning,
right,
do it all over again. That's what society dictates. To me, I'll debunk that myth right off the bat. That's not living life. That's living to work.
Right.
And that's not what it's about. That's not what we were born to do. We weren't born to go to work our whole lives and save everything you have. And sadly, some people don't even hit retirement and
to spend it, to have fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Or accident or war takes their life. And so if you look back and reflect on that, was it worth it? Like, if you ask people that could go and ask someone that passed away, would you do it again? What would you do differently? I guarantee 100% of them would say, I would not do that.
Got that right, Richard. You got that right. They would not answer again.
We have to love what we do. We have to, if you wake up in the morning and the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh God, I don't want to go to work today, you need to take a look in the mirror and you need to say, this is not what it's about. And you need to go back to when you're from 7 to 14 years old, and what did you love to do?
Yep.
Because 90% of what you love to do from the ages of 7 to 14 is what you should be doing today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like when I go to bed at night, I'm excited to get up the next morning because I know I possibly can change someone's life. You know, and even if I didn't, if I changed one person's life in my whole life, it was worth it.
Absolutely the truth. Absolutely. So what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue this type of career or business?
If someone wanted to pursue this, you have to have the love to want to help, because a lot of people will say, oh, you're a life coach, and they don't get it. They don't get what it's like to see the look on the people's faces when they light up from just that one little thing that they didn't realize. And it's work. It's a lot of reading and preparation.
Sure.
You know, so I would say get some life experience. Get life experience under your belt, because that's what's going to separate you from someone that graduates and wants to be a coach and takes someone's coaching class and then heads out to do it. The edge that you're going to have is the life experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how can my audience find you? You know, how can we find you on the internet, on Facebook? How can we find you?
So I am at www.inspiredbylifecoaching.ca on the internet. I do not do Facebook. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's just one platform that I have a hard time supporting.
Okay.
So I don't go there. I am on Telegram. I am on Instagram. I have two sites on Instagram. I'm Inspired by Life Coaching on Instagram, and I also have another. It's Iron Horse Farm Boy is what it is, and what it is, it's an inspirational page where I just do. What I do is I take a picture, 10 pictures, rip them apart, put them back together, bring them to life, and then do a writing caption underneath.
Oh, nice!
Matches the picture, and it could be about hope, it could be about frustration, it could be about hate, it could be about love.
That's very interesting. That's great. That's great stuff. So you heard that, audience. You can look Richard Mark up, and I know that you're going to love what he's... I love the word Iron Horse. I love that. So I'm excited to go and delve into that and take a look at that and see what pictures are formed and what the captions are saying. So, audience, don't forget to look Richard Mark up. Now, this is where we change, and we thank you, Richard, for giving us information about your business. So we're going to switch it around, move it around a little bit, and we're going to turn the tables, and we're going to learn about you personally. So here's our first question. What's the most important person in your life? And tell us why.
My son. I have a 9-year-old son, and he has, through my trauma that I went through, he has been my shining, guiding light, without a shadow of a doubt.
Because
growing up in a Mennonite culture, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or if the audience is familiar with it. It's very male dominant, and I could get into trouble, but I am a person who speaks my peace and my truth. And when I grew up, the men sat at the table with no women and ate first. And then when they were done, then the women were supposed to feed the children.
Okay.
And then when they were done, the women got to sit and eat what was left over and cold. And then they had to clean it up, and they weren't allowed to sit in the room that the men were sitting in. I do not agree with that. I do not want to be a part of that program. And because I am not, I got shunned. And so my family doesn't have anything to do with me. So that's why my son is my guiding light.
Wow, that is so refreshing. Mike, I like that. Your son. What's the best compliment you ever received?
The best compliment I ever received was, thank you for saving my life.
Oh, that's nice. I've heard that too. That's a really good one. It's a really good one. So if you could have a billboard, a blank billboard, and you had the opportunity to put whatever you wanted on it, what would it be, and tell us why?
A big blank billboard. I would put on there in big bold letters, "You are enough." And that's all it would say, is because people need to understand that they are enough. Mm-hmm. They don't need someone else's opinion. We live in a society where everybody is judged, sadly, and there's so much expectation from a person for everything and anything.
Right.
So if they can ever come to realize that they're enough, and if they can learn to live without that judgment, mm-hmm. or that expectation, their life will change overnight.
Wow, that's special. I love that you are enough. And finally, what would you pick for your last meal?
My last meal?
Mm-hmm.
My last meal would be a nice, fresh garden salad with potatoes on the side and fresh carrots on the side. Everything and anything that you can grow yourself would be my last meal.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Really refreshing, right? That's nice. Okay. Well, we thank you, Richard Mark, for just giving us that insight on you and sharing with my audience and myself what and who you are and why you exist in this world. And I'm so glad you show up the way you do as a life coach. Now, final thoughts. If you had the best tip in the world, what could you give a tip to anyone that wants to do business out there?
Don't hold back. Just do it. Get out of your comfort zone and go do what you want to do. Don't let no one or nothing hold you back. You can do and be anything you want to be. You just put your mind and your sights on it. Set those goals, set those boundaries, and go get it. You are enough, and don't let no one tell you different.
That's right. You are enough. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch up with me, you know you can get me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, at EJW Coaching. And we want to thank you so much. Remember to always draw abundance, have happiness, and a whole lot of fun. This is Edna White and my guest today, Richard Mark, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you so much, everyone.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com.
Equal employment opportunities.
Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.